Hello! Feliz 2020! E que tal começar esse ano da maneira certa, treinando e praticando o seu inglês com a teacher Inamara Arruda? Eu sou a Jana, sou líder da área de Learning Experience e eu vou trazer sempre conteúdos novos para vocês praticarem o inglês da melhor maneira possível. O nosso último podcast foi uma entrevista 100% em inglês da teacher Ina com uma russa. E dessa vez, porque vocês gostaram bastante desse tipo de conteúdo, nós vamos praticar o nosso listening com outro conteúdo 100% em inglês, uma outra entrevista, dessa vez com a Neringa, um sotaque da Lituânia. E é muito legal você observar nessas pontuações, esses nuances de sotaque, porque é diferente e com certeza você vai pegar bastante vocabulário com esse áudio, você vai treinar bastante o seu listening e vai ser muito produtivo para os seus estudos, tá bom? Então, stay tuned and listen up!
Look who is here with me, having a pint, Neringa, and we're gonna have a Camden Town brewery. I don't know what is that. Cheers, Neringa.
Cheers.
Neringa, well, she lives in London and she's got lots of stories to tell you. By the way, I just wanted to make sure, you know, people know who you are and, you know, just to tell them a little bit about your story. She's my friend, but she's also an Olympic racer. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm an Olympic athlete.
She is! How wonderful, isn't it? Where have you been racing around in the world? Like in London? Have you raced in London Olympics in
Yes.
2012?
Yeah, London Olympics was my first Olympics, and second Olympics were in Rio.
In Rio?
Welcome,
She was in Brazil this year?
Yes.
2016?
Yes.
Yes. And did you like Rio? What did you think about Brazil?
It was very strange because I think it was winter at that time. You're
winter
Brazilian,
time.
Yeah. Because before my race, the weather was amazing. Sunny, warm. But after my race day, everything
was it
got,
rainy? Did you
oh
have
my
like,
god, it was rainy, windy, and so
bad weather.
Cold. The Olympic closing ceremony, I got frozen.
Really?
Seriously, I had runny nose. I thought I'm gonna die. It was that cold, and
really?
I was thinking to myself, I'm in Brazil. How can I get cold? Yeah, we went swimming one day to the ocean. The water was even warmer than the outside temperature.
Sometimes it happens.
Yeah, but the waves were huge. I have never seen better like. Bigger wave.
That was very different.
Oh my
for
god,
you.
It knocked me out. I had like a bruise on my knee for like
Me too.
A month and a half.
So by the way, she's from Lithuania, right?
Yes,
so Lithuania.
I'm
so yeah, so she was in Brazil racing at the Olympics. And how is it? Tell them the difference between racing and walking, because maybe some people they don't really know the difference.
Well, we have judges on our race,
okay.
So you have to have a certain technique while you're racing. So your both feet have to be on the ground. You have to keep contact with the ground at all times. All
right.
And you can't bend your knees. Like in running, you can run.
Really, I didn't know that.
Whatever technique you have, it's a natural thing. But in race walking, we are judged, so they can pull you out of the race, and you won't have any placing after all.
So it's just like a quick walk then.
Yeah,
it's
walk
not
with
like
your hips. It's basically your hip movement. So when you take the stride, your leg has to come out straight, and you have to put it straight.
All right.
Yeah, it's tough, but people learn.
It's
it.
Another kind of.
It's
know,
very
sport.
Good. I would say it's very good sport because when you run, you're pounding your joints, so it can get injured more easily. It's not as healthy for your joints as walking, because you don't pound pavement or whatever ground as much. And race walking, your whole body works, because you have to push yourself with your arms.
Impulse, like.
Yes, like that, and it's really good. I think it's very.
I'm so proud of
you. Everybody should try it.
Nice. And where have you been racing before? Like you've been in Rio, in
oh
London.
Oh my god, I've been racing almost
many
all over
countries.
The world. Yeah, except I haven't been to. I haven't raced in North America.
North America,
but I've
okay.
been there training. I've been to USA, but I haven't been to Australia.
All
but
right.
The whole Europe, almost Asia, many times. Like. This September, I visited China like fifth time.
Fifth time. Cool. So, how long have you been living in London?
Well,
you've been here for
basically
a while.
Basically, if I'll count, this is my first attempt to live in London. First
many
one,
times you've tried.
Yeah, first time lasted 10 months, and I came back after 2 months, and it lasted for another 3 years. Then,
3 years.
Yeah. Then I came back home to Lithuania for full time training. It lasted almost 3 years.
Okay.
And now I'm back again. It's only been like, what, 4 weeks probably?
This is the thing with London, you know, we just go and come back and yeah. it's like, we cannot leave the city. You know,
no,
something
I could
us.
Leave it, but you know, love. I'm love immigrant.
Her love is here, so she's gotta stay for now. We'll see.
Yeah.
So when was the first time you came to England?
It was 2009, October.
2009.
So 7 years ago.
It was when we met, actually.
Yes, exactly. She employed me, actually.
Tao employed her.
She was my boss. Best ever.
Yeah, it was like love at first sight. You know, I saw her, I was like, she's going to be a good seller.
Which I wasn't, but we
we had good fun.
Yeah, but yes, exactly.
So it was 2009.
Yes.
And then, well, I was in London until 2012. So I had, you know, a good time spending with this lady
yeah,
here.
Yeah, we celebrated New Year, so I used to come to her place.
Yes, yeah. We had sushi at home, remember?
Yeah, and you actually introduced me to pesto sauce. And yes. Now, since then, I'm a huge fan.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know what pesto sauce is.
I'm mad about pesto sauce, not the one with basil.
Not everybody likes it. Everybody
really?
Who I introduced it, they're like, ooh.
I don't like it.
I don't know, it's too big.
I love basil sauce.
Love
I'm
it.
Crazy about
me
it.
Me too.
I feel like it now. And we spent also a New Year's Eve in her place once.
Yes,
so
it was 2012. Yeah,
11.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It was such a long time ago. But anyway, we did have a good time together. And what about London? What do you like in the city? You know, maybe some people in Brazil, they don't really know a lot about the city.
I like shopping here.
Shopping.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a good place
to shop. Because you can get like lots of cheap stuff and
yeah.
expensive
good
ones.
Prices.
Yeah, good prices. Good... whatever.
In a special shop,
yeah,
Primark maybe.
Primark or H&M.
H&M, yeah,
yeah,
you can find good things
and
there.
Like basic stuff, which you don't want to spend much.
Sure.
Not even like everything, even London Eye, once in a lifetime experience, you have to go on there.
London
I haven't Eye. Been on Chard, the tallest building in London.
Where is it?
It's an opposite bank. It's
well,
like,
what's the name
yeah,
of the place?
Chard. Like long triangle.
Oh, okay.
Been,
like the high
to,
building.
Yeah, I went
all
to
right.
a restaurant there once. The whole London is like on your palm. Or you can go to Alexandra Palace. It's in North London.
Is it?
Yeah, on the it's really nice place.
I didn't know.
Yeah, last
you
year.
See, I'm learning many places
yeah,
here too.
Yeah, I've been there last year for New Year's. And I think I've been there before one time.
Cool.
Like, which had,
and it's really high, right?
It's like on a hill. And you can see like London. And
whole London.
Also whole London. Yeah.
That's
nice. I mean, or you can go Hampstead Heath.
Hampstead Heath
yeah.
is good.
Also, you can see like London on your palm.
Yeah, you have like a good park.
Yeah,
and
London
the
has
clubs.
A lot of green spaces.
There
I
are
really,
plenty of things to do in London,
yeah,
guys.
You
but
can be in city centre with lots of people, and you just go to the park, Hyde Park or Regent's Park.
Yeah,
and it's calm. It's all the squirrels and.
It's difficult to really get bored in
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it is.
At the moment, we are in Piccadilly. This Piccadilly Circus, in this restaurant where we are at the moment, is the Jimmy Oliver's one.
James Oliver's. Yeah.
James oh, Oliver's.
The famous Jamie.
Not, it's not Jimmy's.
I
thought it was Jamie's.
He's Jamie. I saw him once.
Did
he's
you?
In Nike Town.
Really?
I didn't recognize him. I recognized his wife for some reason. I don't know why. He looks so much different.
Really?
In real life.
I don't think I would recognize him anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he comes with some food, maybe. But.
Maybe. Because when I worked for Nike, I met so many, I saw so many celebrities.
Oh yeah, she worked for Nike too in Oxford, right?
It's pronounced Nike.
Nike.
Yeah.
That's a good tip. You see, if you learn English with me, Nike.
Yes.
So, did you see many famous people in there?
Yeah, a few actors.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know about some Bollywood actors, but I had a colleague, so she was Bangladeshi, so she knew.
Bollywood
actors. She was like, ah, it's all this and that. I'm like,
really?
Well, okay, whatever.
So interesting. I wouldn't, you know, recognize any. I'm
yeah,
not
do you know
fan.
That Californication TV show with David Duchovny?
No.
That I saw his wife. Then
is it English?
No, it's American.
Okay.
But she is English. Then I saw Jane, I saw Kanye West.
Kanye West?
Oh my goodness, he's so short.
Really?
Yeah.
Last thing you like to say, you know, Brazilians that are coming to England,
famous for tea, but I think for a few years now they're very famous for coffee.
It's true.
Yeah.
I learned actually to drink tea in England. I love to drink tea with milk. I've learned here.
Oh, I never I'm
really?
Not accustomed to that, but my sister, she just visited London it. Once and she drinks tea with
tea
milk
with
back in Lithuania.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's wrong with you?
Me too. In Brazil, if I have a chance, if I find anywhere that I can find the tea, I buy it. But to be honest, what she said is actually something really, really real. You can find plenty of coffee shops in London, especially in London. I'm not sure about the rest, but it's like coffee shops everywhere. So they are coffee drinkers. Yeah. So basically, guys, if you come into London, you're going to find many interesting people like Neringa.
I'm looking average. Imagine all the people in Camden, all the punks.
It's true. Yeah. She looks okay. If you go to Camden, you're going to definitely find, you know, many different people. We're going to definitely have another video. I'm staying in Camden, actually, so I'm recording many things in there as well.
The Camden town where the Amy Winehouse used to live.
Yes. Yeah. So I hope you've enjoyed our chat. I'm going to keep having a pint here or maybe a coffee with Neringa.
E aí, você gostou desse conteúdo 100% em inglês para praticar o seu listening? Não se esqueça de seguir a Teacher Ina em todas as redes sociais e fique atento, porque do dia 27 de janeiro até o dia 31 vai rolar o nosso workshop rumo à fluência no inglês. E você que quer falar inglês ainda esse ano, quer transformar a sua vida a partir do aprendizado do inglês, você precisa participar conosco. Para participar do workshop, basta acessar inamara.com/workshop e aí você vai deixar o seu melhor e-mail para receber todas as informações e saber o passo a passo como fazer para chegar à fluência ainda esse ano. Então acessa lá